Imagine your financial situation when you do not have to worry about make money. You can travel wherever you want. You can do whatever you want. And all these things are told by finance gurus in order to sell you a course on finance. But do you know what is the actual meaning of financial freedom? It's a way beyond than what finance gurus told you. Our basic understanding regarding financial freedom is that only rich people can have financial freedom, and it is very difficult to achieve financial freedom for middle class and poor people. And finance gurus targets these type of ideology and they try to sell the course. But don't worry, in this podcast, we will discuss each and everything that you need to know regarding financial freedom. Hey everyone, this is Anuj Vora, and in today's podcast, I will be going to discuss what is the actual meaning of financial freedom. Is it really achievable or not? So without any further ado, let's get started. And make sure you listen to this podcast till the end, because you will get to know a lot of things regarding personal finances and how you can manage your money wisely in order to achieve financial freedom. So let me first simplify the actual meaning of financial freedom. The meaning of financial freedom is simple, that when you wake up in the morning, you do not worry about making money. You do not worry about going for a job. You do not worry about meeting with clients. You do not worry about profits and revenues in businesses. So it's about the mental peace. If you have a decent amount of money in your hand so that you can live a peaceful life for 10, 15, 20 years of period, then you will have a mental peace. And the actual meaning of financial freedom is to do whatever you want and live with mental peace. Most people, most youngsters believe that after achieving financial freedom, one does not need to work. But that's a myth. The meaning of financial freedom is financial independence. That means you can do whatever you want to do. Now let me give you some example. Let's say a person has been working for more than 30 years in the same company and in the same industry. He has made a tons of money. He has some plans regarding to retirement and all these kind of financial plans. But his end goal, he always wanted to start his own business. He was good at business consulting, but he never did it because he wanted safe and secure job, and that's why he never did business consultation. So working at 30 years in a company, he has saved a lot of money, and right now he has achieved financial freedom because he has a lot of money that after 10-15 years of period, there he will have money even if he does not make a single dollar. So this is what we call financial freedom. And now, if he wants to start business consulting, he can do, because he does not have to worry about what happened in the next day if he does not work. That is why it is more about doing what you love to do rather than just saying that after achieving financial freedom, we just go for a vacation and we don't work. That is not the correct definition of financial freedom. It is more about following your passion rather than just saying that it's time to go for a vacation and time to travel the world. It's not like that. So you should keep the meaning of financial freedom simple, because there are influencers and other YouTubers and other podcasters will keep telling you that you do not have to work after achieving financial freedom, and that is not the actual meaning of financial freedom. It's more about doing what you love. You will see a lot of videos and podcasts regarding financial freedom, and the influencer or a content creator will tell you that in 30s, in 40s, how you can achieve financial freedom. But make sure that most of them are hypothetical. They are not realistic. It is very difficult to achieve financial freedom. There are millions of people who are in their 60s and 70s and still paying off their debt. The situation is extremely poor. That is why if you manage your money wisely and if you invest your money wisely, you know about the meaning of assets and liabilities, you are good at investing, you have given a lot of time to your investment, then you will have a lot of money so that you can survive after your retirement period. But surviving is different and having financial freedom is different. In surviving, what I just said, that you will have a limited amount. And if we talk about financial freedom, you will have a lot of amount that you don't even have to worry about how much money you have. And that's the reason this kind of situation cannot be achieved if a person is only in 30s, 20s, 40s and 50s. It is difficult. It's not impossible, but it is difficult. If you are smart enough, if you are good at understanding businesses, then if you are an employee, still you can achieve financial freedom. Most people will keep telling you that in order to achieve financial freedom, you will have to start your own business. But it's a completely false statement. You can achieve financial freedom by just having a disciplined and stable mindset towards investing your money. A self-employed people like consultants can achieve financial freedom. A person who works 9-to-5 can achieve financial freedom. And a business person having 50 to 60 employees can also achieve financial freedom. But here is the important thing. If your requirements are too high, that means if you want to go for a vacation, if you want to travel the world, if you want to buy a luxurious car, if you want to buy a big house, a big villa, then it can be extremely difficult for you to achieve financial freedom. If you lower down your needs and wants, then and then it would be extremely easy for you to achieve financial freedom. If you live below your means, you can achieve your financial freedom early in your life. Why? Because see, if you make money, no matter how much money you make, but if you keep spending money on materialistic things and the things you love the most, which are extremely expensive and liabilities, then you may end up having a huge debt. And debt means it is dangerous for your personal finance and it is a big hurdle for you to achieve financial freedom. And that is the reason in each and every podcast which I make regarding personal finances, I always say that try to eliminate your debt. Try to pay off your debt as fast as you can. Because as you pay off your debt fully, then you can invest that particular money for appreciating assets. And these assets like stocks, bonds, real estate will help you to create wealth and you will become wealthy over the period of time. So this is what you need to know regarding what is the actual meaning, what is the fundamental meaning of financial freedom. Generally, it is being observed that the people who live minimalist life can easily achieve financial freedom because their daily requirements are really less. They do not spend money on materialistic stuff. They save money, they invest money, and that is why they have a lot of money in cash. And this is what we call financial freedom, because they can do what they want to do, and they have enough money to travel the world and do all the other things by spending less money, as their approach towards life is minimalism. If you learned something from this podcast, feel free to share it with others and tell them what is the actual meaning of financial freedom. And in the next podcast, I will discuss what are the steps that you need to consider in order to achieve financial freedom. So stay tuned with the Anujwara Show. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Anujv21, that is ANUJV21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.